Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check this out. I want to show you a fascinating clip that CNN just released where they break down the cost to convert Trump's new Qatari plane, his new gift, the Palace in the Sky, to Air Force One, an Air Force One that only Trump can use. Keep in mind, taxpayer dollars, the dollars that you and I pay towards the government, will be going towards a gift that Qatar gave Trump, illegally, by the way. You have to go through Congress to get gifts. It's a clear bribe. And this gift will be retired after Trump's 4 years into his presidential library, meaning the next president, whether he or she is a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, will not get to use this new Air Force One. It is only for Trump, and our taxpayer dollars will be going into it. So I've got to show you this clip by Tom Foreman where he just breaks down what would it cost to convert Qatari jets to Air Force One. And I really quickly want to rival this with Elon Musk's Doge, because not only has Doge been falling spectacularly short, but dude, they've done nothing. They've actually made reverse progress. So remember, Elon Musk campaigned with Trump and said he was going to save $2 trillion. Then when they got into office, it was $1 trillion. Then they claimed they saved $150 billion. But then when people did studies, the receipts and the ledgers were riddled with errors. Billions and billions and billions miscounted in different places. Receipts and contracts that had already been finished. So they think Elon saved like $40 billion, but then the cost of the operations pausing across the globe. Remember, they hired and fired nuclear stockpile workers. They stopped and then restarted Ebola procedures to keep things clean across the globe and stop it from coming here. All of this cost more than the $40 billion. So the reason I'm yapping about this is because this is one of the most wasteful administrations I have ever seen in my life, yet they are trying to convince the American people that they're not. I mean, check this out. The House GOP just unveiled a plan to raise the debt limit by $4 trillion. Yet Elon Musk claims to have saved $40 billion to fix the debt crisis. And then he actually cost us money. So let's watch this clip of Tom Foreman on CNN. If you made it this far, by the way, make sure you drop a like. Scroll down and make sure you're subscribed. YouTube keeps unsubscribing people, so double check and let's jump in.
Let's look at the capabilities of this unique plane, maybe the most unique aircraft in this country. Look, it has to have highly secure communication systems that nobody can hack into, nobody can read. It needs to have defensive systems to avoid missiles that might be fired at it or any other kind of weapons. The ability to shield against electromagnetic pulse. What that means is every wire in this plane has to be shielded in such a way that it can't be taken out from without, and the capability to refuel in flight. Remember, George W. Bush operated from this plane on 9/11 because that's what you do to make sure you have a safe command center in the sky. Doing all of that on a plane of any sort, but a particularly one that's been gifted to you from another country, where and security analysts say you basically have to take the whole thing apart and put it back together to make sure there are no bugs, no built-in failures that have been put in there, could take up to 2 years. Now remember, there are new Air Force Ones on the way that Donald Trump negotiated. They are on the way. Will they be done in time for him to use? We don't know, but presidents don't do it for themselves. They do it for the next president, for the country. Up to 2 years to do that. And in that time, here's the really key part to bear in mind. Making all of those changes to this free gift is estimated to cost maybe three times as much as the value of the three gift. And then allegedly this goes to his private, you know, presidential library, his presidential library. In other words, for this free plane, American taxpayers may pay an additional $800 million for 2 years of use. 2 years because this president, I mean, because he says he's been made this offer, and he doesn't want to wait for the planes that we're already paying for to get ready. Those are a lot of practical reasons why people who may say politically they like him, they don't like him, they agree with him, they don't agree with him, may say, why are you taking this supposed free gift when there are huge ethical questions about it and a lot of practical and financial questions too?
Lord have mercy, it's the most clear quid pro quo I've ever seen. The days before Trump goes to the Middle East, Qatar gives him a big plane. Trump takes the plane. We don't even know if it's bugged or not. And now he's using all of this waste, fraud, and abuse. He's using taxpayer dollars to try to convert this plane and keep it running for hundreds of millions, billions, billions of dollars he will be spending. And he's going out there flaunting these billions of dollars of investment that he's getting in the Middle East. What about the billions of dollars that it will cost to put in this highly secure communication system or the necessary defense systems in a jet gifted to you by Qatar? Really quickly, let me remind you, Elon Musk's so-called Doge has only saved a small fraction of what the tech mogul pledged it would, and some people think it's lost money. I think it's lost money, to be honest. There are multiple studies showing that. The FT investigation found that the claimed saving numbers are inflated, and the reductions include a stop in spending on contracts that had already been shortened, had expired, were due to expire, had already been cut. Among the claimed savings is $31.8 billion tied to the cancellation or amendment of 10,000 contracts, but the investigation was only able to match the cost reduction in roughly 6,700 of the cases, which is not a good ratio. And the thing is, while all of this is happening, Trump is accepting foreign bribes. You know, some Democrats introduced an impeachment article earlier, and I think that if you're going to do that, you need to be concise. You need to be effective with it. You need to be very, very poignant, and they weren't. They had seven different reasons. This is the reason right here. Not only is he taking a clear bribe and then acting on that bribe, and he's done this multiple times. By the way, he met with the leader of Syria, and my grandpa was from Syria. He was born there, and he moved to the U.S. My dad grew up there, and I'm 25% Syrian. So, I mean, I like the new leader. I'm glad that Assad is gone, but the leader knows how to tickle Trump, and he was like, hey, I'll put a Trump tower in Syria, and Trump immediately lifted the sanctions. You should be lifting sanctions for diplomatic, strategic, geopolitical reasons, for reasons that will benefit the country, not reasons that will benefit your own towers and your own namesake. It's disgusting. And Trump accidentally stumbling onto the right move with lifting sanctions on a country that needs it does not mean we can justify how he got there, because process is always paramount. But again, it's just insane. Even Ben Shapiro, by the way, has been cracking under pressure to shill for Trump. Pointless trade wars and a $400 million jet bribe have made it harder for Trump's sycophants to cape for the MAGA messiah. No one was more relieved than Daily Wire commentator Ben Shapiro when Donald Trump announced a 90-day pause on Chinese tariffs. If you guys watch my channel, you'll know some people were annoyed by this, but I covered a lot of Ben Shapiro's content because he was just constantly crying and railing against Trump. Over and over, he was like, "Wah, Trump can't be serious. Trump, please stop. I didn't vote for this." So it was a lot of good content. Shapiro has now been getting a lot of grief in recent days from his audience for even slightly acknowledging the reality that everyone outside the MAGA bubble can see, that Trump is really dumb. And also, the $400 million jet bribe didn't make anything better. Shapiro was also mad about that. Shapiro gets that it's a bad look for Trump to be kicking it on the world's fanciest airplane as voters watch endless newsreels about his fancy new jet while they get morosely drunk waiting for their flight reports at an airport bar. So even though he's already on eggshells with his snappish fan base, Shapiro waded into Trump criticism again on Monday, saying that, quote, "Define America first in a way that says you should take sacks of cash from Qatari royals," he complained on a show. "If you want President Trump to succeed, this kind of skeezy stuff needs to stop," he demanded, adding that it's already having a political impact. I'm going to leave it at that. If you could do one thing for me, it would be to click the first link in the description. It's my interview with Pete Buttigieg. I talked to Pete Buttigieg. We're trying to get the interview to 100,000 views. That'd be great. Click on the first link in the description. Other than that, drop a like, subscribe. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.